here. Bird Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? What's going on, Kristen?
No, I'm doing good.
I'm doing good, okay.
I'm just gearing up for Avalon Noon tonight.
Yeah, man. Tomorrow night. How was your day yesterday after the show?
Yesterday was good. We ran straight to a hair appointment and did that and picked up Jimmy. He had a massive tantrum yesterday. I don't know what was in the air.
Oh, no.
No, So I'm trying to figure out why he loses his S every time I pick him up from carpool practically. And he was letting me know that school's too long. And I'm like, yeah, I feel you on that one, kid.
Only got another 17 years of it. You're good.
Yeah. And they eat lunch at 10:45. So I'm thinking there's a bit of a hangry going on.
Mm.
So I make sure now to have a special snack in the car for him.
Okay.
But that didn't even work yesterday. So I was just,
one of them days.
Just one of them days.
One of them days. How about you, Abby?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little sore because I tried a new workout class yesterday.
Okay.
I call it Pilates. It's called Legree. It's basically Pilates, but it's on like the big scary performer. And so I went to this other studio because I couldn't get into my other studio, long story short. And so I went to this place called Solid Core. Have y'all heard of Solid Core? Mm-hmm. This is what all the Gen Z girls are doing. It's supposedly like the scariest, hardest workout of all time. And it is. So I went to a class last night at like 7 p.m., which is very much out of my norm. And the thing is about these classes is they don't show you what to do. They just kind of rely on you knowing what to do by looking at the people next to you. So I'm in like a plank or something and the instructor's telling me to do X, Y, and Z. And I don't know what she's telling me to do. So I look over at the girl next to me and she's looking over at me. And I'm looking over at her and I can just tell after like a minute, I'm like, oh, we both have no idea what we're doing. It's like, she looks at me and I look at her and she looks at me and we're just both like, okay, so we're just not doing this exercise essentially. So was it a waste of a class? Maybe, but I do feel a little sore today.
Okay. I got nothing to report from yesterday, but I'm in a good mood today. So tell us about this Canon event for Jimmy.
I didn't even realize it was a Canon event until we were well into it. Jimmy watched Star Wars for the first time.
Which one?
The other day. The first one that came out in theaters.
The original.
Star Wars 4, A New Hope. All right, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
I haven't watched that movie in so long. Does it stand the test of time?
It does. As far as the CGI and stuff like that, like, dude, it came out in 77.
Yeah. There was no CGI back then, right?
No. So, I mean, when you take that into consideration, but as far as like the plot and storyline, yeah, no, absolutely. And my brother was a huge Star Wars fan growing up. So this is very much nostalgia for me. So he, on the way home from school the other day, this obviously didn't happen yesterday because of the foul mood, but the other day we were on the way home and he started talking about the robots. So he was like remembering meeting R2-D2 at one of our Burt's Big Adventure events. And he was talking about the robot and wanting to remember his name. And I'm like, it's R2-D2. And then I reminded him about BB-8, et cetera. So he's talking about the robots. And I just, this little light bulb went off in my head and I'm like, he should watch, I'll throw Star Wars on. Because after school, like a little downtime, watch the tablet, have a snack, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I threw it on and as he was watching it and then I was listening and popping in, I took stock in the fact like, oh my God, this is a Canon event happening in the Mattingly household. Jimmy's watching Star Wars for the first time. And he was obsessed.
Where are they at?
Look, at the beach. They got away from the big ship. It's a really tiny ship that was just connected to it. So, and they escaped it.
Good job.
Before they got dead. They shooted the princess, but then they got her back alive.
What's going on now?
They're having a fight.
What kind of fight?
One was with their different colored lightsabers.
Mm.
I might have to get one. What happened to him, Mommy? Tell me what.
The bad guy got him. So what'd you think of it?
Is the space where it ends?
It is. You want to watch the next one?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite character in Star Wars?
Luke.
And why?
Because he created the whole army planet.
And he saved everybody? Good job.
I didn't pick up much there except lightsaber, but I did feel the excitement.
Well, so it's funny. So I'm going in and I'm checking in on him. I mean, he is zoned in, right? He is sucked into the Star Wars universe. And then he's like, Mom, they're at the beach. And it's when the droids escape and they're just walking across the desert. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
And then when he's like, what happened? And he was so concerned with Obi-Wan Kenobi and what happened during his fight with Darth Vader. And then Darth hits him with the lightsaber and then, poof, then it's just a cloak. And I'm sitting there going like, how do I? Because, I mean, of course, I'm not like the worst parent in the world. I'm definitely not the best parent. I'm not the worst parent in the world. I looked at the rating, right? And it's PG. And I'm like, and I there's no blood. And stormtroopers are the worst shot in the freaking universe. So I'm like, we'll be fine, you know? And so he asked about Ben, and I'm like, oh, the bad guy got him. And he just, and I was so shocked because he was so obsessed with the robots, right? He was obsessed with R2-D2, C-3PO. I don't think he ever got C-3PO's name right. But at the very end, I was not prepared for him to say, when I asked him, who was your favorite character? And he said, Luke. And I was like, oh, look at my boy choosing the right side of history. Yes, he is not on the dark side.
It's so interesting to me. I mean, when you think about it, that movie is 50 years old. So when you're asking, does it stand the test of time? You got a 4-year-old watching it that's just as intrigued today as kids were back then. That's a hell of a legacy.
And I asked him, I'm like, you want to watch the next one? And he said, yeah. So I have to remember, because I know there's some parts in that one too that I'm like, I think I'm going to have to fast forward to that. Because he's going to wonder, like, why did they cut that creature up and slide into him to sleep? I'm going to have to fast forward to that.
There was a website, and I can't remember the name of it right now, that literally listed all the movies that were ever created and gave you a description on what to expect if you're watching it with a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't remember what the website is right now, but it is really, really good.
Where you can just be on watch and you can just pass forward through it while you're watching
it. Yeah, but in this case, maybe Cassie has it already.
Kidsinmind.com?
Maybe, but it's really, really good. So before you sit down, read that, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited for him to meet the Ewoks, and I'm also excited for him to meet Jabba the Hutt.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
There's a new wag in town, and it's not just my girl Taylor Swift, because Cardi B says that she is hoping that she remarries, and she's saying this all while raving about her new boo, Stephon Diggs of the New England Patriots. So Jenna Bush Hager from the Today Show, she's doing Jenna and Friends because she's now co-host less. And so she's been having all these celebrities come on and be her co-host for the fourth hour of the Today Show. And most recently, Cardi B took on that role, and she was just raving about her new guy.
You've got a new man, or right?
Yeah.
Are the sparks sparking?
Sparkling, honey. 4th of July.
How did you guys meet? How could you tell there was something there?
Yeah, I thought he was cute. I was like, oh, he gotta be mine.
So did you reach out to him, or you just ran into him?
No, somewhere? You're not supposed to reach out to a man.
Oh, you follow the rules like I do. I follow that 90s book.
I know.
So did he reach out to you, or how did you guys meet?
It was like mutual friends.
Mutual friends set you up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what's life like together? Tell me a little more.
It's more like an expression. It's more like this. The impression is.
Are you a football fan now?
Yeah, I'm a football fan, honey. I be in the screen on Sunday every day cursing people out. Pass the ball.
Get her a podcast, because I would listen to her for hours. And obviously, so no, this is radio, so you can't see her expression. But when she's doing that, she's like sticking her tongue out and sort of putting her eyes down in a very like, not seductive way, but you can tell she's a happy lady.
Yeah, that's great. I love the initial intoxicating phase when you're dating, which she clearly is in right now. There's just so much excitement in the relationship. Good for her.
I know. And given her turbulent history with Offset, I just really hope it stays this way, because I think at this point, she deserves it. Kobe Bryant would have turned 47 on August 23rd, but Shaquille O'Neal came through with a gift for Kobe's mom, which I thought was super sweet. So I guess one day Shaq was visiting Kobe's parents, and he had seen an old Toyota Land Cruiser parked on their property. And they had told him it was actually a car that Kobe had driven all through high school. So Shaq's like, I have an idea. So he asked them if he could take that Toyota Land Cruiser and totally refurbish it for them. So they had agreed. Unfortunately, Kobe's father passed away last year, so he hasn't gotten to see it. But Shaq was able to finally present it to Kobe's mom, Pamela.
Yeah, Shaq does sweet things like this all the time. Like, he regularly goes when he's at Walmart or whatever. And yeah, Shaq shops at Walmart. If he sees a kid that he thinks needs some help or whatever, he'll say, go get yourself a bike. And then pays for it. Or when there are people in line, he just pays for groceries for people.
Is he the same player that said, screw them kids? Who am I thinking of?
That was Michael Jordan.
I was about to say, I was like, wait a second. I was like, this is new news for me.
No, that was Jordan.
Different player.
But, I mean, when you're 7'5", you would hope your heart would be as big as your legs.
Now, I love that he did this. I love that the mom, dad wanted it. And so they were happy with it. My initial reaction, though, like, if somebody came to me and offered me that, I would politely decline because I wouldn't want to change the car from when my child was driving in it. I'd want to, if it was in crappy condition, that's a condition I would want to keep it in.
I'd want it to smell the same. Yeah. I want all the little, like, the hand sanitizer in the same position. I want the napkins, even if they're, like, crammed in the glove compartment. Yeah. That's exactly the memory I'd want to have, too.
This is The Burt Show.
Kristen has just re-engaged in her relationship with caffeine, and it is fun to watch. Look at you, Spiral.
It has been a minute since I have jumped back on the caffeine train. This is not a new revelation, but it is new to you guys. But I have now Frankensteined a coffee here at the station that really propels me through the show. And that is not one, but two cappuccinos.
That a girl.
And a shot of espresso.
Okay. Now, will that sustain you through the entire show? Because that feels to me like crash at 8:30.
No, I'm burning my magical bean water. It's going to make me feel so good for the whole entire show. It makes my heart feel all warm and fuzzy.
I love how we're talking about caffeine as if it's a secret hard drug. Shots?
I know. So this is, but I'll sip on this for a while. Yeah. This will be the only thing I have for the entire show.
For those that have to be up this early, maybe you're in the car, maybe you're heading to work. If you are doing that without caffeine, I honor you.
And I did it for years.
Yeah, so I don't know how you did that, man.
When I got pregnant with Jimmy, like I opted not to have any caffeine. I know some is like, you know, small amounts are fine or whatever, but I was like, no, I've always wanted, because I was a big Diet Coke drinker, right? And I wanted to, like, I'm like, this is the catalyst I need to stop. And so, yeah, I haven't had a soda, like a caffeinated soda, minus the burp and Sprite thing that we did on the air, in 5 years.
Wow.
And I kicked caffeine, and I started doing decaf when I was pregnant, and that lasted for like a couple years afterwards.
I don't know why decaf angers me.
Yeah, it angers me now too that I'm back on the sauce.
For caffeine, each morning I will do a double espresso. And I drink caffeinated water. So what is in an espresso? What is that, 60 milligrams maybe of caffeine?
I have no idea.
So 120, then my caffeine water, which I think is 70. So I'm 200 milligrams in by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Caffeine water?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There's caffeinated water.
So you can hydrate, but you can get the caffeine in.
Oh, it's fun, and it helps your body hydrate.
Exactly.
Is it really, like, hydrating? Like,
I think so.
With it? So it's not like fighting against each other?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not looking at them. All right, Katie. So should you give the birthday girl what she wants or not? The people say, uh-uh.
Well, I say, uh-uh. And the other people were like, yeah.
You are the president of your own life.
Yes, I am, but I'm also such a people pleaser.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, I just go back and forth. Yeah, it's a thing. And so I love a good theme party, but it depends on the theme. It has to be a theme that I feel like is my wheelhouse, where I can feel comfortable to say, all right, cool. If we're going to do this, we're going to dress up. Like a friend one year, she did an alien theme party, and everyone had to come dressed as like aliens. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So that's something that I would participate in. However, one of my friends, she has her birthday coming up, and she has a theme, but it's a theme that I'm like, I don't really feel like putting this effort into it. And she's making it known. She sent out the invite. She's like, guys, this is the theme. You need to go with the theme, or you're not going to be able to get into the party. And I want to celebrate, but the theme is throwing me off because it's just so simple. She wants everyone to wear like neon colors.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like colors. If anyone knows me, you know that I wear like neutral stuff. I don't think certain colors look good on me. And neon is one of them. Have you ever seen me in a highlighter shirt? No.
Girl, I feel you. For your birthday, you should not wear colors.
This is for your own birthday?
Yeah, is it for your birthday?
No.
Oh. I missed that. I didn't miss that part. It's not your birthday.
Yeah.
So I got to suck it up and wear colors. But it's like, if I'm going to be uncomfortable and everybody...
Katie!
What?
It's not like they're asking... Like, I was prepared for you to say, like, something that you're going to have to spend a lot of money on. You're not going to have to go out and buy or put together. It's just wearing neon. You are stuck on wearing neon.
Yes. For a couple of hours. You're that person right now. You're that person.
It's a clash.
That goes to the theme park.
To me, it is a clash.
No, you're supposed to be celebrating somebody else. This is what they want. Suck it up for 2.5 hours.
You are my husband.
Come on, Nate.
Yeah, right. Bart.
Oh, no.
Because remember when Bart showed up to your birthday party and he was literally the only one? And then,
what was the theme on that one?
Your theme was, it was like it was a 90s theme, right?
Rave, right?
Yeah, it was rave.
Geriatric. Rave.
It was geriatric, like 90s rave.
It was over by 8:30.
But we all had bright neon on. My husband, F your theme. He came and Bert's dog pooped on him and wiped her butt on him, so he had to change. So he ended up having to wear a bright green neon shirt. And then he had fun.
So this was the karma train, I mean, pulling in for Bart. Yeah, so he's the only one there. And Franny, she likes to cozy up to you. If you can get her on the couch next to you, she's great, my English bulldog. Well, she smeared the poop from her butt across Bart's shirt.
Dude, he had like this massive line of just dog crap on his shirt. And like, essentially, Franny wiped her butt on my husband's shirt.
For sure.
And so we had to take the shirt off, and Bert was like, or Amanda, oh, I got it, and because she had bought an extra neon shirt, and so now Bart was now part of the theme, and he had a fantastic time.
I guess.
So go ahead, don't wear the neon, but when you come in the next morning, then I'm allowed to take Franny and wipe her ass all over you.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
All right, Kristen, so you had yourself a mom fail.
Man, like that moment when you're in carpool at the end of the afternoon carpool and you're picking up your kid and he gets in and he starts to get like verklempt with emotion.
Mama, I was the only one that didn't have my dot shirt on.
I was like, no. Sorry, I'm still stuck on what verklempt means. Verklempt is like you're caught up in the emotion, right? So, and he was like verklempt as far as like you have a hard time expressing yourself because you're so like overwrought with emotion. And so that's where he was trying to get out of him, like why he was upset. So, yeah, last Friday was dot day and everybody was supposed to wear their dot shirt. And they had made the shirts earlier in the week. And I had remembered to send the white T-shirt in for him to make his dot shirt. And they made the dot shirt and then they put it in a little plastic bag in his backpack and they sent it home. But this is totally 1000% on me. I didn't read the newsletter. So we get a newsletter every week for pre-K and like whose birthday it is that week, if there is one. Like for instance, tomorrow he's supposed to wear purple, or like last Friday he was supposed to wear his dot shirt. You just, you know, whatever fundraisers, they just have a newsletter every week to keep you abreast of what you are supposed to remember.
I'm just confused why there are so many themed days.
Yeah, well, every parent is asking themselves
that
question.
Don't get me
started.
How do you guys keep up with it all? Purple day, dot day?
Every week.
Because they cater to, quite honestly, okay, here we go, shaking it up. Quite honestly, they are catering to the moms that have all that time, right?
Gotcha.
So the moms that don't have all that time, that are getting hit with themes each and every week, are like, they're feeling like less mom because they can't keep up. It's unfair.
I've dropped the ball already so many times since Jimmy started school, and the hit it has taken on my mom confidence is quite jarring. So once again, because there was the WhatsApp was popping off because like, so I have this, I have the Dojo app, which is I can communicate with the teachers, but then we also have a WhatsApp text, like chat, right? But you have one for the entire pre-K and then you have one just for your class. Mm-hmm. So my class WhatsApp was popping off and people were asking about the dot shirt. And I'm like, the dot shirt? Like, I knew they were making it, but I didn't know like there was like, and so sure enough, Jimmy went to school on Friday and wasn't wearing his dot shirt, and he was the only one in class that didn't have his dot shirt on. So they God bless the teachers. They had an extra shirt, so he made another dot, but it wasn't the dot shirt he had originally made.
Oh, God.
And so, yeah, it was a thing after school with he and I. And again, I didn't read the newsletter. So you better believe every week now, like as soon as he comes home on Monday, I'm grabbing his folder, getting the newsletter and like taping it to the freaking refrigerator not to forget anything. So 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. I know I'm not the only mother that has sent my child to school and has forgotten to send something with the child. And the child is like, I was the only one that wasn't wearing a dot shirt today.
This generation of kids, I am so jealous of your parenting, because my dad, had I been that age, or my mom, and had any kind of temper tantrum over that, would have totally and completely dismissed it. No. Your kids get a say these days.
Well, it's not that they get, no, they don't get a say. They get to express their emotions.
Oh, no, we didn't do that.
Yes.
Nah. And I'm still trying to learn how to express my feelings based on my childhood.
And I think it's so funny because, like, we expect these little kids, I mean, he's four, right, to be these perfect little human beings and never have a bad day. I'm sorry, I have yet to meet a grown adult who's never had a bad day. We all have rough days. We all get hangry. We all get moody. We all are allowed to have an off day. So why shouldn't we extend that same courtesy to our children? Now, this is not to excuse bad behavior, right? But as far as like being overwhelmed or having big feelings, big emotions, yeah, man, of course. I mean, dude, I did that on Monday when I was throwing a medicine ball against a wall.
As a kid, I don't remember being able to have a bad day or having any say at all. None.
Same here.
And if you're having a bad day, shut up. I don't want to hear about it.
And you're always wrong, by the way, too. I forgot about that one.
Hey, Sue, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't personally forgotten lately, but I work at an elementary school. I'm driving there right now. And you would not believe it happens all the time, Kristen, so do not feel bad. My school is kindergarten through fifth grade, and it happens all the time.
Sue, can we talk here for just 1 second? Because I think we started to go down this road of like, I think there are working moms like Kristen and Cassie that feel so much stress to try to keep up with moms that might have a little bit more time. How do you determine how many theme days you are going to have?
Oh my gosh, it is so crazy. It drives us as staff members crazy. We have military day because we're in South Carolina. We're by a military base. So we have military day. We have like green day. We have purple day, like Kristen was saying. We had dot day the other day, and I had to write on my refrigerator, don't forget to wear a dot shirt, because I would have forgotten too. But we have more than we need to have.
What's the mentality? Just keeping the classroom fun by wearing a dot shirt?
It is. Okay. I mean, ours was for STEM, like, you know, math and science and everything. That's why we had to wear dot shirts. And so the kids did a little program and everything, and they rotated and stuff, even in kindergarten. But a lot of them still forgot to. So what a lot of the first grade teachers did is they got these hats, and they let everybody make a dot hat. So the kids were walking around wearing dot hats who forgot to wear a dot shirt or didn't have a dot shirt.
So hang on a second. If you guys don't like the theme days, and we don't like the theme days,
then we should have as many theme days as possible.
Right.
Could we start?
We don't like them, and we don't agree with them. But it's a principal, assistant principal, district kind of thing.
So this is news to me. I always thought it was the teachers that were making these up.
Yeah. Do you think
we don't like that.
If the parents signed a petition and sent it to the principal, would the principal listen, asking for a friend?
I wish he would, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's new news to me. Thank you for calling.
My God. Do you know what the best PTA fundraiser would be?
I would pay to get rid of theme days.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would give the school money.
If you raise enough money.
Like, parents, if we hit $1,000, we'll, for every $1,000, we'll scratch one theme day. I would all take my paycheck.
It might be a brilliant idea. That might be a brilliant idea. But I think this is important. Don't get mad at the teachers, because it's not the teachers that are coming up with the themes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. And Jimmy's teachers are phenomenal. He loves them. It's just, and I want to recognize, I got one kid. Those of you that are rocking two kids, three or more.
How do you keep up with all that?
I don't know.
It's got to be chart after chart after chart.
I don't know how you keep track of all of it.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I can't believe I'm on with you guys. This is crazy. I actually love theme days, but I love dressing up. That's just me. But I am actually a teacher, and I was doing like a summer camp thing and totally forgot a day for my son to dress up as who knows what. So I was literally pulling out Halloween costumes out of my teacher closet, like this little apron that we did a roller skating serving kind of 50s theme. So he had this little red apron and a little handkerchief thing I had around my neck. I'd wrapped around his head and sent him on his way.
So this
I'll show you the picture though. You'd see he loved it.
Dang. All right. Kim, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on, Kim?
Okay. So I didn't forget to send something specific with my daughter. She's 17 now. But when she went to kindergarten, we didn't know that the parents could go with them. So at the end of the day, she was like, I was the only one that didn't have a parent with me. To this day, she still tells me about it.
Yeah, this is the thing also about parenting. You're going to learn this too also, Kristen. You can show up to 99.9% of the things.
Yeah.
Do them all right. Show up to every single one of their performances and baseball games and swim meets. And the one day that you don't send them to kindergarten or first grade with their dotted shirt, that's the one they bring up time and time again.
But you know what? That mofo's going to be wearing purple tomorrow.
You're on The Burt Show.
I have a question for the moms out there, and it's a seemingly straightforward question, but I do understand that it comes with some trepidation, if you will. And this all comes from a text message I got from one of my friends who is a brand new mom. She just had a baby over the summer. Her name is Charlotte. Very cute. I've been love keeping up with the content on social media. But anyway, Savannah, she texts me and she said, hey, if you need some content for the show this week, I'd love to know if people would hire a male nanny. Her husband, Scott, was laid off from his job in June and still hasn't been able to find anything. And I'm about to go back to work. So we're talking about him being a stay-at-home dad and adding another kid or two as like a nanny share situation to make some extra cash. But we're also like, is that weird? Like, I don't think I'd ever leave Charlotte, their daughter, with a man. But Scott is such a good caregiver. He'd be so good at it, and he'd love to stay home with her. I don't know, just something that I thought could be a talker. I'd be curious to hear opinions.
All right, so some real talk here. If you guys want to get in on this, would you hire a male nanny? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And don't be scared. We'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want. Just speak your mind here. Here is Savannah and Scott right now. Hey, Savannah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Abby, by the way, for future reference, when I tell you I have a content idea for you, I kind of meant you to bring it up, but here I am.
Savannah, we're out of words some days. You guys could do a way better job than we can. So what is going on here? And Scott's with you right now also, right?
Yeah,
I am, yes.
All right, so tell us about this idea. And I think Abby did a pretty good job of explaining exactly what your concern is, but go ahead.
She did. So I'll just let Scott kind of tell a little bit of background of, you know, when he lost his job just before Charlotte was born.
Yeah, it was it was kind of a bit of a shock, a bit of a surprise. So, I was laid off a while ago. I've been in the job search and it's been really competitive, been really tough out in the finance world. So I just kind of thought when Savannah goes back to work, it might be nice to get to continue to spend time with Charlotte because I enjoy it so much, and maybe watch another kid or two while I'm at it.
Yeah, he's such a good dad. He's literally, I told Abby this, but he really is just made for it. I did not change a single diaper for the first several weeks of her life. He just like truly enjoys being around her. He does all the stroller stuff and all the car seat stuff and packs the diaper bags. I'm just chilling, guys. I'm on my like eighth season of Love Island. Scott is truly doing so well at it. And at this point, you know, he still hasn't found a job in accounting. I'm set to go back to work October. And so at this point, he's going to be staying home with her. And we thought maybe for a little extra money, we add another kid or two. But I don't know. Is that weird? Like, I put myself in the mom shoes, and I don't know that I would leave my daughter with a man. But knowing Scott, he's more capable than most people I know. So would love to hear opinion.
Yeah, so before we open up the phones here, and again, if you want to get in on this, 1-855-BIRCHA, you admit that you probably would feel uncomfortable with that. In reality, for what reasons? You just don't... Yeah, for what reasons?
You know, it's hard to say. To be honest, I'm going to have a hard time leaving her with anyone. I mean, before we knew Scott was going to be still employed, I was having a hard time with just leaving her in daycare in general. It's just such a hard thing to trust anyone with your little baby who can't talk yet, let alone like hardly hold her head up. So I don't know. I think the instinct is that women have that more like maternal, natural caregiving side. Now that I've seen Scott as a dad, I see it a lot differently, but I don't know if he is the exception to the rule.
I can tell you he's not. Savannah, I am also proudly married to a stay-at-home dad. Bart's been crushing it for the last 4 years. And I would absolutely hire a male nanny. But for me, it's going to have to be more than just the fact you just had a kid. So for anybody, as far as like, if it's going to be more of a full-time, babysitters were a little more loosey-goosey on, but as far as a nanny, I'd be like, all right, well, what are your credentials? What, you know, references, et cetera. And I mean, obviously you're a lovely reference, probably a little biased, and I totally get it, because I would be biased for my husband, because I think he's amazing and he's the best dad. And it sounds like Scott is too. So myself, yes, would have no issue hiring a male nanny. However, if the credential was just that he just had a kid, I would need to have somebody with a little more experience with kids.
Is there, if we're really, I mean, getting to it, Savannah, is there a question also that you think that maybe moms would wonder if a male nanny would be more apt to do something inappropriate than a woman?
I don't know. It's hard to say. And I think that's just an unfair bias, to be honest. Like, there are so many. I was raised by an incredible dad. I mean, like Kristen said, she's got Bart being an amazing stay-at-home dad. I do think it's an unfair bias. I'm just wondering if it's one that other people have. And then also to that point, like, what credentials, you know, would you want to hear about? Like, you know, so we've got like the first aid and CPR certification, mm-hmm. the clear background check, the clear mm-hmm. driving check,
yep.
You know, plenty of character references, that kind of thing. But, you know, if people are calling in, like what else would you want to know? What would you ask? Like, what qualifications would you need to hear? What would you ask of the references?
All right, I want to get Kara on here because she is coming from a place of concern as well. Tommy, will you put 5 on hold, please? Good morning, Kara. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. So I have 2 boys, and even having boys, I think men statistically are more aggressive. So, and their tempers tend to be a little bit more quick to anger and do more sinister things as far as that goes, but not always. I wouldn't be comfortable leaving my child with a man as a nanny, just from the statistics, and do other things. I don't want to explicitly go into detail too, more so than women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you're just being real here, and mm-hmm. I think there are probably other women that feel the exact same way. I wouldn't feel bad about that opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you look at, when she's talking about statistics, right? So statistically, men are more likely to be the violent aggressors when you're looking at crimes and stuff like that.
And predators. Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. you're looking at abuse, I would not hire a male nanny.
You would not?
I would not. Now, if it was someone like, if Kristen came to me and was like, hey, Bart is looking after Jimmy during the day, if you want, Hazel and Max, he can look after them
them too. Well, Bart's a trusted friend, so mm-hmm. I would have no problem. It's not the fact that they're a man. It's the fact that they're a man that I don't know. And that's mm-hmm. my issue, because my husband, Chad, is a stay-at-home dad as well. So I know firsthand, like, men are perfectly capable of being exceptional parents. I even think he's a better parent than I am. But mm-hmm. if it's a random man nanny, yes, you're right. It is unfair. Bias comes into play, because I'm like, why do you want to be a nanny? That's traditionally a female job. It shouldn't be, but it raises red flags for me.
But here's what's funny. I would prefer a stranger over a trusted friend, because statistics show that if there's any kind of abuse, it tends to be somebody who's close to the child.
That's a good point.
I could tell Scott's a very good husband also, because he's been quiet. Hey, Scott, what do you think about all this dialogue, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't make me feel, you know, some type of way. If I'm being honest, I mean, men have, in a way, we've earned that unfair bias. You know, that's, there's some great dads out there, but at the same time, you're right, men are more aggressive, and we've kind of earned that. So, you know, it doesn't make me feel bad in any sort of way. I know what I'm capable of. I know that I can do it. We've gotten some great response. I've talked to some moms out there that are actually interested, and it makes me excited at the fact that this could be a thing. So, I completely understand where a lot of moms are coming from.
Hey, Carrick, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
You're a male nanny.
I was for a little while. My wife had a in-home daycare type of deal going on, and I got into a boating accident, and I was down for a while, and disability just wasn't cutting it. So she had to go to work, and I had to take over taking care of the kids. So I was watching kids at home on crutches. And I kept them all alive.
Survive in advance, man.
Dude, if that's not on your resume, every kid I watched, I kept alive.
The review, just trust me, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Savannah, Scott, congratulations on the baby. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming on too, Savannah. If anybody needs a personal reference from the girl they listened to on the radio, they are the coolest couple. I dream of being couple friends with them one day.
All right, see you guys. Have a good day.
Happy.
Bye, guys.
Get it. The Burt Show.